Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 291.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 291. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, as always, for following. Thanks to all the supporters out there. And there's 9 episodes left until we get to that 300 mark. So what I'm really trying to do, if you didn't hear the last podcast episode, I'm trying to collect and gather submissions from students or JPS followers. And I really want to have a lot of them. We haven't gotten too many yet, so I'm hoping that some of you listening kind of jump on board and send me a couple things, because I really want to put this together. Otherwise, we might have to do something else. But again, if you're out there, you don't need to send anything amazing, right? It can be a practice exercise, just you playing whatever you want. And what I want to do is take these submissions and really highlight all of you, bring them together for a 300th episode to just, you know, give you guys praise, give you guys, you know, support, and just have everyone who sent something in be on the podcast, you know, that will live on in internet history forever, which is kind of cool. You can look back on it, see how far you've come, things like that. So if you are an avid follower of the Jazz Piano School Podcast and you want to be on the 300th podcast, I strongly encourage you to send me something. I would absolutely love it. It would be a huge help to me, a huge favor to me. Excuse me, because I am looking to put this all together of the students and followers of Jazz Piano School. Even if you're not a member, you don't even have to be a member. You can just be a follower, and you can just be someone who's listening to this for the first time. Send me a little snippet. It can be an audio clip, a video clip, whatever you want, and I will throw that into the 300th episode. 300 episodes. That's so crazy. Should have got some water. Have a little frog in my throat, but we are here. This is going to be a fun episode, really, really fun episode. And as the title says, I'm going to give all the beginners out there the best solo piano tip that you could ever possibly receive in under a minute. Now, I'm going to explain it to you in under a minute, but the educational process is going to be a little bit longer than that, right? But the actual tip, in its simplicity, right, in its truest form, takes literally about 30 seconds to give you, okay? And it'll completely change your playing. And I truly believe this is the number one thing that students should do after they start playing solo piano tunes with root position chords in their left hand and melody in their right hand. The very next step, I love sequential step-by-step processes, right? I love when we can go, okay, what's the next step? It's this. Cool, what's the next step? It's this. Right? And I say these things with confidence because they're tried and tested. You know, I've worked on these with students. I've worked on them through educational journeys with students, even myself, obviously. And after teaching for so long, 20 plus years, I know. It's just data. It just works. Okay? So take it from me. This is going to be the first step that you want as a beginner. Even if you're an intermediate to advanced player, you should be able to do this. And if you can't, that's probably a red flag that you should go back to kind of the grindstone and work on these things in a sequential order to really improve your solo piano playing. Now, I just created a new solo piano workshop. It's really great. 3 days. It's concise. It's quick. It's dense. But it gives and delivers a lot of solo piano information to you over that 3 days. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/solo piano workshop. jazzpianoschool.com/solo piano workshop. You can go through that workshop. It's a 3-day workshop. Again, the videos are sent to you through email. You can follow along. You can learn a lot of things, including the future steps that you're going to want to take after you listen to this step today. So what I do in the workshop is I actually take this step, but I go much further. I tell you the next steps, like I was just talking about, the next steps you want to take to improve your solo piano performance. Because after you learn this one, which is really easy and simple, but it's going to create a drastic change in your playing, you're going to want to do the next steps, right? And if you start to kind of throw things together or move off in a different path, you know, that's where things start to fall apart a little bit. So I highly encourage you to get my 3-day workshop. Again, jazzpianoschool.com/solo piano workshop. It'll be delivered in email format with the videos. You can click on the links, watch the videos, and you're going to learn a ton. Okay. But with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. It's really great. It's going to be life-changing for all of you guys that know this already. It might stir up some things, like maybe you should go back. If you don't know it, it's going to be even that much better. So with that being said, here we go. All right, here it is. I bet the anticipation is killing you. This is going to be the greatest solo piano tip for beginners, even intermediate or advanced players, that you could ever possibly learn and work on. And I'm going to do it in under a minute, okay? Not the whole video, but just the education. So here we go. The greatest tip is that when you play any tune and go through the melody, what you want to do is put the shells to the chord underneath the melody. That's it. Put the shells of the chord underneath the melody, and it will instantly change the way that you sound. So most beginners start out by going like this. Here's a beautiful tune called My Ship. Right? They're just playing root position chords in their left hand. And this sounds great, but it's a little thin. It doesn't make for much lushness, much support. When you put the shells underneath the melody, it's going to sound like this. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Had to add in a little roll in my left hand. But look at this, check it out, right? Now, the other thing about this is your left hand, while you're putting the right hand shells underneath the melody, is going to play bass notes, low end bass notes. You need to get that low end support in order for this to sound good. Otherwise, there's no bottom end, there's no foundation, there's no lush, rich bottom resonance to your playing. So again, what I'm doing here is I'm playing the melody, beautiful ballad here, and I'm adding the shells. Now the shells, if you don't know what those are, that's going to be the 3 and 7 or 3 and 6. In this case, we have an F6 chord, but if this was an F major 7, the 3 and 7 of your 7th chords or 6th chords, right, would be a 3 and 6 in that case. Right here, those notes are going to go under the melody. So here on this F6 chord, the melody actually is the 6. So I don't need to add the 6 underneath again, but you can if you want to. If you want a thicker sound, you can do that. So I could do this. That's a gorgeous sound. You see the difference between that? So I have the shells here, just like this, and then I have the melody here. So I'm essentially doubling the melody. So, and then here's the other option. If your melody is a shell note, you do not need to add it underneath the melody, but you can if you want to create a more lush sound, right? So this, thinner, and adding that extra shell. Ooh, gorgeous, gorgeous. I love the extra in there. Okay, I'll keep going. My melody note is a shell note again, but I'm gonna double that because I want that lush, thicker sound. This is a gorgeous chord. We got the 9 in the melody, shells here, 3 and 7. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Right? So if I keep going with this, I'm just going to play the next line to keep going. I mean, you can play literally all tunes. Now, obviously, there's situational things that will come up, meaning styles, stuff like that. And again, go to watch my 3-day solo piano workshop to learn more information about that, which I mentioned in the intro. But when you start to apply this principle, you can layer on more advanced concepts. It's going to lead to amazing things and completely change your solo piano, jazz piano performance. Here we go. Here's the second line. Shells, shells, shells. Now, this particular instance, I can move this B flat, which is the third of the G minor 7, down here, right? To kind of give me this stretch. But again, if you can't reach that, don't even worry about it. Just do this. A7, third and 7 here, right? Gorgeous, gorgeous. G minor, and when there's no melody, by the way, you're just playing shells by themselves. Now, if you just go as far to learn this one step, right? This one step, if you were to play this like for friends or family, this is all you need. This is absolutely all you need. So what do you have to work on? You have to work on the recognition of your shells, obviously. You need to practice your shells over all chords so you can kind of recognize those fast, understand where they are. And that's really it. That's why this is really the greatest first step for beginners. I showed this to someone the other day, a student, and they were like, oh my God, why has no one ever taught me this? I don't know. No one ever taught me it either. I developed this method. This is going to be the greatest first step. Now, again, in my workshop, I'm going to show you the next steps to filling out your chord and making some incredible sounds based off this foundation. But do this first. Learn it, play through as many tunes as you can with this because it's going to instantly change your sound, your performance, and make you sound like a pro really, really, really fast. Okay? Talk to you guys later. Enjoy.